It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary every weekday at noon Eastern Time. Join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a free gift every week.
Warning, warning, warning. Side effects may include jocularity, increased knowledge, and a great way to spend 15 minutes. Oh, man.
My goodness. This is awesome. I love taking a break.
I do, too. And it's always good to take a break with someone that you like. It's good to be with friends. A couple of days ago, I took a break. It was supposed to be a creative circle for Be Unique. We were going to create some things. We did create a little bit of stuff, but we mostly created some mischief. Had two Be Uniquers come by, and we just couldn't quite get into the creativity mode that we needed to get into. It turned out to be a great day for chilling out, gossiping, talking about recipes, sharing food. And it was a beautiful Florida winter day. So we took a walk. We said, you know what? If nothing else, we've created a little common bond between us. And that was enough creation for the day. So that was what we did. Now, I have a word of the day that may turn into the topic of the day, or we may just twist up our topic a little bit here.
Sure.
Kind of strange, because I don't have a whole lot on this topic.
Well, now, when have you ever known either of us to be short of being able to talk about something?
In fact, I just thought of something we can talk about and explore with our listeners. But first, let me give you the word of the day.
Okay.
It's gumptious.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of gumptious before?
Well, I've heard gumption.
Yes.
And I would imagine it might have, because it has a similar root.
Yes, it does. It means someone who has initiative.
Oh, okay.
Gumptious means you have gumption, and gumption is like, it would take gumption to quit a high paying job.
Wow.
It would, it takes a little bit of, this is weird. It says aggressiveness. Well, resourcefulness works. It would take resourcefulness, shrewdness, or common sense. Kind of all depends on how you look at the word. Other synonyms are alert, eager, and vigorous, such as he's a gumptious little helper.
Yeah. Interesting.
That was kind of the end of the research on that one. This was a topic we gave Barb many months ago. She hadn't quite gotten into the gist of what we were working toward. But
sure, a lot of stuff to talk about.
So,
I know gumptious.
Yeah,
gumption. I always heard of gumption.
He's got some gumption.
Kind of being like a good thing and a bad thing.
Well, it takes gumption to walk into a burning building.
Yeah. Maybe eyebrow raising, but
yeah. Good, you know. I'm gonna look up the word gumption and see if I can find out a little bit more on it. Shrewd or spirited initiative. She had the gumption to put her foot down and head Dan off from those crazy schemes. Gumption also means enterprise.
Interesting.
Okay. So I'll tell you what I want to talk about, though, because this was part of the subject that came up with a couple of friends of mine.
In your creative circle.
We have a little creative circle, and today we created a lot of laughter. We try to meet once a month. Sometimes we meet a little more often, depending on the situation at hand. And the last time we were together, we were talking about Bob. And Bob is a creation that Barb made a couple of months ago. Uh-huh. She was trying to make a headpiece, and it didn't work the way she wanted it to. Then Laurel held it up and was trying to figure out how she could use it. And I said, well, that looks kind of like the romper room mirror. And anybody who's of a certain age would know that romper room had this see-through mirror where the woman, I don't remember her name, but the host of the show could hold it up and look into the televisions of children. And she'd say, I see Bobby. I see Jeannie. I see Mary. I see Jennifer. I see Sharon. And she'd go on and on about all the people she saw. Usually these were people who may have written in and asked to be named, I guess, suppose. I don't really know how that worked. But this one had like tufts of hair on it. So I decided to put a piece of paper behind it, and I drew a very rudimentary face on Bob. And at first I was calling him Bob, like B-O-B, but I really was meaning Bob, like the New Yorkers would call Barb, B-A-H-B. So that got us to talking about dialects. I started out by saying, well, you know, Bob, go get the dog. Koopa's outside. Bob. We got to get in the car and go back to New York.
Yeah,
so it became a running joke throughout that particular day. I was telling them about a woman that I had met on podcast page on Facebook. And for the life of me, I cannot remember if she said she's from Mississippi or Alabama, but she is from a southern state. And she said that she wanted to do a podcast, but she wasn't certain which direction to take, if she should talk about, she wanted to do a Christian podcast, but she didn't know if she wanted to do divorces among Christians or children of divorce among Christians or what she wanted, or if she should do two shows. So a lot of people were giving her advice. And she also said, and also another problem I have, it was almost like she was saying, I want to do this and I want to do that and I want to do this, but I can't. And right. She said, one of the problems I have is I'm from this southern state, so my voice sounds country. I replied to her comment, you say that you are doing a Christian channel, so you obviously understand that God gave you the voice that you use. Whether it sounds country or not shouldn't be a concern. And God also planted you where you are, so your dialect or your drawl shouldn't be a concern. Besides, a lot of people find the southern accent very attractive. Well, that started a nice dialogue. And then it started another conversation with the creative ladies, happened to just be all women on that particular day. And they said, well, Mary, what do you mean? Aren't you from the South? And I said, contrary to what my voice may say, yes, I am from the South. And they said, well, where? I said, I'm from South Carolina, darling. Well, that just cracked them up. And so then Barb was here and we started talking about maybe we should dye her hair a streak of a different color like mine. That would be creative. She is very, very conservative and her husband is probably twice as much. So she didn't think that would go over well. I said, well, you know, if you walked into his house and you started throwing out multi-syllable words that are supposed to be one syllable, maybe he wouldn't mind so much what color your hair was because he would just be so distracted by your alluring southern drawl. Well, Jean, I nearly broke the house. I thought the ceiling was going to fall. These women laughed so hard because they'd never heard me talk like that. And I say, well, I am putting on just a touch. So then we started talking about why do people from New York speak so quickly? Why do they chop off their R's instead of saying Barb or Barbara? It's Bob, Baba, Barbara, Barbara, get over here. I said, it's easy. You live in sub-zero climates up there. You're in a hurry to get out of the snow and the ice and get into the house. Down here in the South, we just have to drawl it out because it's so hard to get the words to form. Because, you know, saying mint julep just takes too long. It's so hot. And we just can't expand the energy to be so abrupt. So I was just jumping back and forth. I said, let me steal myself up here and I will speak to you in my best Russian accent. Well, Jean, I swear to you, I thought those women were just, I don't know, I was just having fun. So I guess we were creating a little bit of mischief and a lot of laughter. Well, and sure. Sometimes that's all you have to do.
Well, absolutely. And any time you do anything creative, it begets further creativity in any fashion down the road. It builds on it.
Exactly. So. And maybe today we just played around with accents and dialects and goofiness.
Well, you know, I think it's funny because I remember you mentioning that before that told me that story that you have the different accent. Yeah. Naturally, that I married two different women from the Carolinas, and one of them kept her accent from South Carolina, and the one from North Carolina didn't keep her. She was a professional on the phone, and she changed it to be more of a citified type accent. And she never, I don't think I ever heard her talk with her native accent.
When you get away from it, yeah. It's hard to bring it back.
To bring it back, yeah, I suppose.
But I admire actors who come from other countries and they pick up an American dialect. And I really admire bilingual speakers. And, you know, a lot of people from Australia or the United Kingdom, they keep their accent, or sometimes they really adapt and they become much more Midwesternish.
Yep.
And
well, speaking of Midwesternish,
yes,
that's where I'm from. So I'm going to use my Midwesternish accent and say, we're happy you chose to take a break with us today here at Take a Break with Gene and Mary. We look forward to hearing from everybody online. Please visit beunique.org. You get details about all of our shows and reach out to us.
That's beunique.org. Darling.
Darling.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.